Turn to the book of John, chapter 1, somewhere in the middle of John, I think verse 19. Yeshua is the most important man who ever lived, and he brought the world the most important message, a message that must be believed for human beings who are alienated from God and headed to hell, not heaven, to death, not life, to be reconciled to their Creator and live forever. He's the most important man. He's also the risen Messiah, the Son of God, who's alive now, victorious, powerful, the Lord of heaven and earth. We want to be constantly aware of him, close to him, connected to him, rooted and grounded in him, learning from him, directed by him. So we want to know everything we can about Yeshua, so we can line up our thoughts, our lives, our goals, our plans with him. The divinely inspired book of John helps us do just that. We're going to continue in chapter 1 with the testimony of one of the greatest spiritual leaders who ever lived, John the Baptist. Now, this was John's testimony when the Jewish leaders in Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to ask him who he was. John was a very special human being. He was the son of a priest, and so would have been comfortable with this delegation of priests and Levites. He did not fail to confess, but confessed freely, "I am not the Messiah." Testimony and confess are terms used to solemnly attest to truth. John is making a solemn official statement to this delegation sent by the leadership of Israel that he was definitely not the Messiah. They asked him, "Then who are you? Are you Elijah, Eliyahu, the great prophet who never died, and the one whom God will send as the forerunner for Messiah's second coming?" He said, I am not Elijah. "Are you the prophet?" Referring to the great prophet like Moses who was to come, mentioned in Deuteronomy chapter 18, who is also the Messiah. He answered, "No." Finally, they said, "Who are you? Give us an answer to take back to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" John replied in the words of Isaiah the prophet, not second Isaiah, or third Isaiah, as the higher critical heretics teach, but the same Isaiah who wrote the entire book of Isaiah, Isaiah the prophet. "I am the voice of one calling in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way for the Lord.'" John told these religious leaders using Isaiah's prophecy that he was the Lord's forerunner. He was that voice calling in the wilderness. Not just the physical wilderness where he was in, but also he was telling the Jewish people that they were like a wilderness, spiritually unproductive, barren. They needed to prepare themselves and get ready for the arrival of the Lord, Adonai, who is soon to arrive in the person of the Messiah. Now the Pharisees who had been sent questioned him. So this was also the Pharisees who had were here. Why then do you baptize if you are not the Messiah, nor Elijah, nor the prophet? The delegation didn't understand what John said about himself and his mission using the prophecy of Isaiah. They wanted to know, if he wasn't the Messiah or Elijah or the prophet, why was he exercising unusual spiritual authority by calling the nation to repent and by immersing people? John used their question to direct them to the Messiah, who John knew had already arrived. "I baptize with water, I immerse with water," John replied, "but among you stands one you do not know. He is the one who comes after me, the straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie." Who is Yeshua according to this great prophet, one of the greatest spiritual leaders ever to have lived? Yeshua is the Lord, fulfilling the prophecy of Isaiah. Adonai, he is the Lord in some mysterious way. He had already come to Israel. He was already on the scene, but he was still unknown by the Jewish leadership. He will begin his ministry after John, who is the forerunner. And he is vastly superior to John. While a slave is allowed to untie the straps of the sandals of his master, the Messiah is so much greater than John, who's one of the greatest human beings who ever lived, that John was not worthy to even touch his sandals. Who is so much greater than this great prophet that he is not worthy to touch his sandals? The Son of God. This all happened at Bethany, on the other side of the Jordan, where John was baptizing. Bethany is some 20 miles or more east from Jerusalem, at least a day's journey from the capital city. The very next day, God directed Yeshua to John, so that their paths crossed. And God enabled John to identify Yeshua as the long-awaited Messiah. The next day, John saw Yeshua coming toward him and said, "Look, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world." Who is Yeshua according to John, this greatest of human beings? God's Lamb. The one who will make the ultimate sacrifice, which provides the ultimate atonement, not just for the sins of Israel, but for the sins of all the nations of the world. Do you want to be reconciled to the God from whom the whole world is estranged? Do you want your sins forgiven? Do you want real atonement? You need God's Lamb. You need Yeshua. John continued, "This is the one I meant when I said, 'A man who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me.'" Yeshua was born after John, and Yeshua's ministry started after the ministry of John. Yet, John knew that Yeshua was greater than he was because Yeshua somehow existed before John. No ordinary human being pre-exists. Only the unique Son of God had a pre-existence. And John was aware of this. John continued, "I myself did not know him, but the reason I came baptizing with water was that he might be revealed to Israel. John was unable to identify the Messiah until the time was right. It was not until John started his ministry as the forerunner of the Messiah and started calling the Jewish people to turn to God and be immersed so that they would be prepared for the arrival of the Messiah, that the time would be right and the Messiah would be revealed. And that's exactly what happened. Many people listened to John. He was hugely popular. They turned from their sins. They were immersed and experienced spiritual renewal, getting them ready for an even greater revelation. And Yeshua also responded to the ministry of John and presented himself to John to be baptized. When Yeshua did that, something amazing happened. Then John gave this testimony. And again, testimony is a term used to make a solemn declaration of truth. I saw the Spirit of God, come down from heaven as a dove and remain on Yeshua. The Spirit of the God of heaven came down in a special way from heaven onto Yeshua and then remained on Yeshua, anointing him, ensuring that Yeshua was very, very close to God, closer to God than any other human being ever has been before. The Spirit coming down and remaining on Yeshua empowered Yeshua for his life and his unique ministry, a life and ministry unlike that of any other human being. This would not be a limited anointing of the Spirit, a temporary anointing of the Spirit, but an anointing of the Spirit so that the Spirit remained on Yeshua in a permanent, full way until his life and ministry were successfully completed. John tells us that he saw the Spirit come down upon Yeshua in the form of a dove. A dove, which is a symbol of peace, because Yeshua is the only human being who can bring peace to a broken universe and to shattered humanity. The Spirit of God came down from heaven in the form of a dove, which is a symbol of innocence, because Yeshua is innocent, pure, holy, sinless. The Spirit of God came down from heaven in the form of a dove, which is a symbol of love, because Yeshua's nature is one of love, pure love, sacrificial love. The Spirit of God came down from heaven in the form of a dove, which was used for sacrifices in the temple, but sacrifices for the poor, the impoverished, who could not afford a bull, a goat, a lamb, a ram. Because Yeshua is able to provide ultimate atonement for every human being, even the poorest of the poor, the most despised, the most wretched. John had other solemn declarations of the truth. I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, and that's God, the man on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is the one who will immerse, who will baptize with the Holy Spirit. I have seen and I testify that this is God's chosen one. John was a prophet who heard from God in a very clear way. And God spoke to John, letting him know that he would be able to identify the Messiah when John saw a manifestation of the Spirit of God coming down and remaining on a human being. That human being would be the chosen one, the seed of the woman, the son of Abraham, the son of David, the Messiah, who himself is able to give the Holy Spirit of God to other human beings. He will baptize with the Holy Spirit. And who can give the Holy Spirit of God to another human being except God or the Son of God? Yeshua is the chosen one who not only is able to give the Holy Spirit to others, but immerse them with the Holy Spirit, surround them, fill them with the Spirit of the living God. Do you want to be immersed with the Holy Spirit of the living God? Do you want to be close to God, empowered by God? You need Yeshua. John knew that Yeshua was the chosen one. And immediately he began telling others about Yeshua, starting with two of his own disciples. The next day, John was there again with two of his disciples. When he saw Yeshua passing by, John said, "Look, the Lamb of God." We need to be like John, knowing who Yeshua is and that he is the only one able to atone for our sins and reconcile us to God, and we need to tell others about Yeshua who can end their alienation from God. When the two disciples heard John say this, they followed Yeshua. And that's a very good thing. That's what we need to do. That's what God wants us to do. We need to follow Yeshua. And we follow Yeshua by understanding what he is doing, what he wants, and then doing what he wants. And when we take even a very small step to begin following Yeshua, Yeshua is pleased. And he will help us take bigger and bigger steps. Turning around, Yeshua saw them following and asked, "What do you want?" They said, "Rabbi," which John, our author, tells us means teacher. "Where are you staying?" What did they want? They wanted to stay with Yeshua. They wanted to spend some time with him. They wanted to get to know him better. And Yeshua is pleased when we want to spend time with him and get to know him better. He will not refuse a request like that. "Come," he replied, "and you will see." So they went and saw where he was staying. And they spent that day with him. This is the beginning, the very beginning, of the gathering of Yeshua's first disciples. These first disciples came from the disciples of John the Forerunner. They had responded to the ministry of the Forerunner and had been prepared by the Forerunner to follow the Messiah when the Messiah arrived. Now these disciples of John have been prepared, and they will transition from following the Forerunner to following the Messiah himself. John records this detail. It was about 4 in the afternoon when this took place. letting us know that this was a real historical event. Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of the two who heard what John had said and who had followed Yeshua. So Andrew is one of the very first human beings to know that Yeshua is the Lamb of God. The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, "We have found the Messiah." That is, the Christ, the Anointed One, the ultimate prophet, priest, king, and savior. We have found the Messiah. It's the first thing Andrew did. Find his brother and let him know. And Andrew brought Simon to Yeshua. This is fantastic. This is instructive. This is what we are to be doing. John, our author, is teaching us that a true follower of the Messiah, even if he is a brand new follower, like Andrew was, will not keep that precious knowledge to himself. He will immediately tell others the good news about the Messiah and help bring them to Yeshua. A true follower of the Messiah will reach out to everyone, especially to those closest to him, like Andrew did to his brother Simon. If you are not telling others about the Messiah and trying to bring them to Yeshua, including those who are closest to you, I will almost guarantee that you are not a true follower of Yeshua. A coward, maybe, but not a follower of Yeshua. Yeshua looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You will be called Kepha," which when translated means Peter, rock. Just like the mysterious stranger who wrestled with Jacob, who also happened to be Yeshua, gave Jacob a new name, Israel, Yeshua gave a new name to Simon, because he knew that by the time he was finished with Simon, teaching him, correcting him, challenging him, forgiving his failures, Simon will become a rock. Strong, solid, reliable, enduring. He will give strength and stability to the other leaders and be a pillar that supports Messiah's entire community. Which is exactly what happened. Who is Yeshua? Someone who knows us, and over time, if we will cooperate with him, is able to transform us into what we should be. John tells us that Yeshua chose another disciple from those who were impacted by the ministry of John. The next day, Yeshua decided to leave for Galilee. Finding Philip, Yeshua said to him, "Follow me." Even though Andrew sought Yeshua, the deeper truth is that Yeshua is the one who is seeking us. Finding Philip, Yeshua said to him, "Follow me." Salvation really comes from God taking the initiative to seek man. not man taking the initiative to seek God. If God did not seek us, woo us, court us, date us, reveal things to us, put the right people, the right messages, the right circumstances into our path, give us opportunities to hear and see and consider, we would not be able to seek him. That is the reality of the situation. Finding Philip, Yeshua said to him, "Follow me." To have faith in Yeshua is to not only believe in Yeshua, not only being convinced that Yeshua is the Messiah and the Son of God and the Savior, and that he died on the cross and rose from the dead and is alive now. The demons believe that, right? The fallen angels have a kind of faith, but they will not be saved. Faith that saves is knowing who Yeshua is and then responding to an invitation to follow him. Real faith, faith that saves, means following. Follow me. It's knowing that Yeshua is alive and he is calling to us and asking us to take direction from him. Yeshua is still calling people to follow him. Are you? John tells us that Philip, like Andrew and Peter, was from the town of Bethsaida, to the north in Galilee. Philip found Nathanael. So Yeshua found Philip. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one Moses wrote about in the Torah and about whom the prophets also wrote. Yeshua of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." It's part of our nature to want to share with others the things that we are excited about so that they can join us in a good thing. And again, we see Philip doing that. He found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the Messiah." A true follower of Messiah, even if he is brand new, has a desire to tell others about the Messiah. Who is Yeshua? He is the one Moses wrote about in the Torah. Because Moses wrote the Torah, not other men who lived hundreds of years after Moses, like the higher critical heretics claim. Who is Yeshua? He is the one who fulfills the prophecies about the Messiah written by Moses and the prophets. John is giving us a lesson in evangelism. All of us are to direct people to Yeshua. And one of the ways we do so is by pointing them to Yeshua's fulfillment of the messianic prophecies. One of the greatest weapons in our spiritual arsenal is the messianic prophecies. These prophecies were specifically designed by God to point people to Yeshua as the Messiah and the Son of God. Only the writings of Moses and the prophets of Israel found in the Tanakh, the Hebrew Scriptures, no other book of any other religion has detailed accurate prophecies like those written by Moses and the prophets about the Messiah. This makes Moses and the prophets and the Bible absolutely unique and powerful. You want to be a more effective proclaimer of the good news, which is your responsibility? Know 5 or 6 of the messianic prophecies, including my favorite, Isaiah 53, and use them to point others to Yeshua and convince them that Yeshua is the Messiah. Nathanael's response to Philip's declaration that he found the Messiah, and it was Yeshua from Nazareth, was one of skepticism. Nazareth? Can anything good come from Nazareth? Nathanael asked. You can almost read his mind. The Messiah? You found the Messiah and he's from Nazareth? Maybe Jerusalem or Bethlehem, but insignificant little Nazareth? Something doesn't sound right. But it was right. And notice that Philip was not deterred by Nathanael's initial skeptical response. And we should not be deterred by people's initial negative skeptical responses as well. Come and see, said Philip. You're skeptical? Come and see. Philip challenged Nathanael to go beyond his initial skepticism and investigate. And we are to do the same thing. We are not to be intimidated by initial skepticism and stop our efforts. We are to challenge people to come and see. How can they come and see today? By reading the Bible, especially Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. By reading the messianic prophecies. By encouraging people to talk to someone who is knowledgeable about the faith. By encouraging people to pray to God that God would show them the truth as they read the Bible, find the prophecies, consider these things. That's how we get people to come and see. It's really as simple as that. Yeshua was full of the Holy Spirit. He was very close to God. And the Spirit of God was able to communicate to Yeshua and give him information about people and situations that he otherwise would not have been able to know. When Yeshua saw Nathanael approaching, Yeshua said about Nathanael, "Here truly is an Israeli in whom there is no deceit." Yeshua knew that Nathanael was an honest, sincere, upright guy. Nathanael agreed with Yeshua's assessment, but was mystified as to how Yeshua, whom he had never met, was able to know that about him. "How do you know me?" Nathanael asked. Yeshua answered, "I saw you while you were still under the fig tree before Philip called you." So again, the Spirit of God gave Yeshua special information about a situation that otherwise Yeshua would not have been able to know. And that special knowledge convinced Nathanael that the claims made by Philip about Yeshua that he was the Messiah were true. Then Nathanael declared, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Nathanael was convinced. And he gives us three titles about Yeshua which help us to better know who Yeshua is. He's the rabbi, the teacher, someone who is able to teach us about God, about the Word of God, about the salvation of God. Yeshua is the greatest teacher who ever lived, the supreme teacher, the most authoritative teacher. So if we are wise, we will learn everything he has to teach us. He's the Son of God. That does not mean that God birthed Yeshua in some way or that he is younger than God the Father. It means exactly the opposite. Just as a human son shares the same human nature as his father, so Yeshua shares the same nature as his father. The Son of God is fully divine, eternal, uncreated, sharing all the attributes of God. He is the Son of God. And he's the King of Israel, the one who has the right to rule over the Jewish people. He's the heir of David, who will return to Israel one day, and from David's throne rule Israel and then the nations as the supreme political authority. Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. And he was right. Yeshua said, "You believe because I told you I saw you under the fig tree?" You know, that was miraculous, Yeshua is saying. But it's only a small display of supernatural power. You will see greater things than that if you hang out with me. This is an invitation to an amazing spiritual adventure. Yeshua is someone who is inviting Nathanael and who is inviting us to join him on an amazing, supernatural, eternal adventure. One of the things that Yeshua intended to reveal to Nathanael was that he is the fulfillment of the vision of Jacob's ladder. Then Yeshua added, "Very truly I tell you, you will see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." Yeshua is telling Nathanael that he will end the estrangement between God and humanity. He will reconcile heaven and earth. He will bridge the gap between heaven and earth so that God and the good angels will be able to have full access to a new and redeemed humanity and vice versa. Yeshua will make that possible by living a perfect life, dying an atoning death on the cross and rising from the dead, and then giving people his spirit. Who is Yeshua? He is the fulfillment of Jacob's ladder. The only one who is able to bridge the gap between an infinitely holy God and an unholy humanity. So, who is Yeshua according to the second part of this divinely inspired first chapter of John? Yeshua is Adonai, the Lord, who has visited this world. Do you want Adonai? Do you want the Lord in your life? You need Yeshua. Yeshua is God's Lamb. Do you want atonement? Do you want your sins forgiven? Do you want to be reconciled to God? You need Yeshua. He is the fulfillment of Jacob's ladder. Do you want to be connected to God, to heaven, to the good angels? You need Yeshua. Yeshua is someone on whom the Spirit of God came down from heaven and remained. Someone who was able to immerse others with that same Spirit. Do you want to have the Spirit of God in your life and remain on you and in you so that you are close to God and have power for a life that pleases God? You need Yeshua. Yeshua is someone who can transform a Simon into a Peter. Do you want to be transformed into what you should be, what you need to be, what God designed you to be? You need Yeshua. Who is Yeshua? He is the Messiah. He is the one who fulfills the messianic prophecies written by Moses and the prophets. Do you want the Messiah? You need Yeshua. He is the supreme rabbi. Do you want to know the truth about God, the word of God, the salvation of God, the way to live that pleases God? You need Rabbi Yeshua. He's the Son of God. Do you want to become a glorious and eternal son or daughter of God? You need Yeshua. He's the King of Israel. Do you want to be part of the kingdom of Israel, the kingdom of God? You need the King. You need Yeshua. Yeshua is someone who is looking for disciples, people who will learn from him and then put his teachings into practice. He is someone who still says to people, "Follow me." Are you a disciple who is following Yeshua by understanding who he is, what he wants, and then putting those things into practice? Who is Yeshua? He is someone who is inviting us to join him on an amazing, supernatural, eternal adventure. Do you want to be part of that amazing adventure? You need Yeshua. Let's stand. We'll continue with our Tefillot, the prayers.